Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this podcast, we will be examining the anchoring effect on negotiation. So let's jump in with a little review into what behavioral economics is. Behavioral economics is a method of economic analysis that incorporates the study of psychology and human behavior into the analysis of the decision-making behind an economic outcome, such as the factors that would lead up to a consumer buying one product instead of another. And in this case, we will study negotiation and how you can leverage the anchoring effect to improve your negotiation outcome. So what is the anchoring effect? The anchoring effect is a cognitive bias that influences you to rely too heavily on the first piece of information that you receive, whereby initial exposure to a number or a concept will serve as a reference point that influences subsequent judgments. For example, the initial price offered for a used car set either before or at the start of negotiations sets an arbitrary focal point for all following discussions. Prices discussed in the negotiations that are lower than the anchor may seem reasonable, perhaps even cheap to the buyer, even if said prices are still relatively higher than the actual market value of the car. There are several great marketing applications for anchoring effect, and it is definitely an economic theorem that you should know well and keep in your back pocket for later use. In this podcast, we're going to apply the anchoring effect solely to negotiations, while keeping in mind that there are several behavioral economic theorems that can be applied toward improving negotiations. The anchoring effect plays a key role in every negotiation because it is all about first impressions. Therefore, the person who makes the first offer sets the anchor, and whoever sets the anchor helps to determine the range of the negotiations. So if you put your offer on the table first, the odds are in your favor that you'll end the negotiation in a place that you're comfortable with. To better illustrate this concept, I will use a common example of negotiating salaries. Imagine that you are about to enter a job interview hoping for a salary of $125,000 based on your past experience and industry standards. If you are only offered a salary of $75,000, you may find yourself making a counteroffer of $80,000 or $85,000, which is far less than you think that you are worth. Due to the other party's first offer, the possibilities for an agreement have narrowed in your mind. But keep in mind that many companies will allow and even ask the applicant to set the base asking price. This allows the applicant to set the anchor and determine the range of the negotiations. So how can you use anchoring effect in negotiations? Well, there are many instances where the art of anchor setting comes into play, from negotiating salaries to negotiating contracts. Based on what you are negotiating, you may want to try some of these tactics to improve your outcomes. When applying for a job, many companies will ask your salary expectations during the application process or during the first interview. You should have an answer prepared. To prepare for these salary questions, do your research and know your worth. You should ask for more than you expect to receive and never lowball your first response. This will naturally raise the amount of all subsequent salary numbers offered and will ensure that you land in a range that you are comfortable with. And don't set the anchor too high either. You don't want the company to think that you are overvaluing yourself or that you are out of their price range. This is why it is so important for you to do your research. Check out websites that offer salary information on your prospective title, the location of the position, and the company to see if they skew higher or lower in terms of salary. And as a side note, negotiating employment contracts aren't just about the bottom line. Consider asking for more paid time off, a better title, parking spaces, transport passes, gym memberships, and other perks. Another application of anchoring effect in negotiations is through vendor contract pricing. If you are vetting vendors or external partners and looking for the best price, then start the negotiations off with a low amount. This will lead the prices to trend lower for the remainder of the negotiation. When setting the anchor for vendor contracts or with external partners, make sure that you aren't going too low. Remember, you aren't just paying your external partners for the hours worked, but for the expertise that they bring to the table. An excessively low starting point may offend them or create a negative starting point for continued cooperative relationships. Further, just as in negotiating salaries, consider non-monetary perks that can be included in your vendor contract. For example, I have negotiated many hotel contracts for tour companies. In addition to negotiating good rates and flexible booking options, I also negotiate for special perks for clients to receive when staying at their hotel, such as a welcome drink or a bottle of champagne, upgraded rooms, wine and sake tastings, etc., etc. These non-monetary perks can often have a higher positive impact on a vendor contract than standard considerations, because when the clients are being treated well, they are happy and often will give repeat or referral business. Therefore, if a hotel will throw in these extra perks, I'll be more apt to include their property in the product offering, which means we bring them more bookings. Non-monetary perks can create what I like to call a win-win-win situation and is not directly related to the bottom line of the contract. On the other hand, if you aren't the anchor setter and the terms offered are way off for you, then say so. You can reset the anchor by pointing out that a competitor has made a stronger offer. But again, it comes down to doing your research and having a number in mind when you enter the negotiations. To wrap up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into buyer behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. While there are several behavioral economic theorems that can be applied toward improving negotiations, this podcast focuses solely on the anchoring effect on negotiations. The anchoring effect plays a key role in every negotiation because it is all about first impressions. Therefore, the person who makes the first offer sets the anchor. And whoever sets the anchor helps to determine the range of negotiations. So if you put your offer on the table first, the odds are in your favor that you'll end the negotiation in a place that you're comfortable with. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.